This week on CBS, Rob Reiner acts as on-air host to a new comedy series called Morton and Hayes. It's a brand new satire of a very old genre. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Hi, Rob Reiner again here with another comedy classic from the recently discovered film vault of the ever-popular comedy team of Chick Morton and Eddie Hayes.
Reiner calls them the ever-popular Chick Morton and Eddie Hayes, but the truth is that Morton and Hayes were never ever popular at all. They didn't star in two-reelers in the 30s and 40s. They didn't even exist, except in the imagination of Rob Reiner, who wanted to build a TV series around some newly made lost films starring an Abbott and Costello-style comedy team. He's been wanting to do this for more than a decade, and originally brought it to the networks with SCTV cast members John Candy and Joe Flaherty as Morton and Hayes. The networks rejected the idea, and kept rejecting it each time Reiner brought it up, even after Reiner had directed the brilliant spoof This Is Spinal Tap. Finally, after Reiner produced a string of other hits, like The Princess Bride and When Harry Met Sally, he convinced CBS to finance a Morton and Hayes pilot. It was the worst testing pilot in the network's history. But Reiner pointed out that All in the Family tested very poorly, too, and he got the go-ahead for an order of 6 episodes. Kevin Pollak plays Chick Morton, the serious skinny one, and Bob Amaral plays Eddie Hayes, the funny fat one. Each episode pokes fun at a different film genre and is shot in black and white with vintage movie effects and styles. One of the reasons it tested so poorly. The opener, for example, has Morton and Hayes as detectives, taking a case from guest star Catherine O'Hara, who, coincidentally, is a former SCTV regular.
We'll find your husband, Mrs. Von Oster. Can you give us anything to go on? Anything?
He meets her every evening at 6:30 at a roadside manor called the MacGuffin. He always wears a black dinner jacket. At exactly 7 o'clock, they go up to room 13. Here's the address of the place along with directions. There's a picture of my husband and a picture of the car.
It's not much to go on.
Then, next week, Morton and Hayes are the stars of a horror film, sitting down to a formal dinner with a beautiful woman and an attractive centerpiece.
These are good. You ought to try one of these appetizers, Chick.
You like those, do you? They're pine cones.
Hello, boys.
Oh, hi there. Let me get that chair for you. What are you doing?
I'll get it.
I said let me get it.
No, I'll get it.
Eddie!
Chick!
I said get it! Happy now? I wouldn't recommend sitting in that chair. Let's try this one, shall we?
Stay away from the appetizers, too. I got...
Get over there.
This stuff is pure silliness, but I really like it. Anyone who grew up on Abbott and Costello or the Three Stooges or even the Honeymooners will have a good time with Morton and Hayes. And CBS is pairing each Morton and Hayes program with a rerun of the equally zany Police Squad series from 1982. So the Wednesday night silliness quotient is way up there. And with Morton and Hayes, Reiner disproves another Hollywood myth. At least in this case, they do make them like they used to.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.